This Shir by Rabbi Lapiansky is recorded by Eshel Publications on Yesaydi Atayra Parshas Toildois.
To go? Yeah?
Yeah, it's 9 o'clock. I started the recording.
Okay. So, Parshas told us the first two pieces actually are from the Joshua Saran. Joshua Saran is a, it's from the same Ran who wrote the Pirush on Shas and in the back around the Rif. And he wrote a Sefer on Chumash. It's a very Choshua Sefer. The problem with it is that it's not sort of a flowing Pirush. It's about a dozen or so drushes that are quite lengthy. They are put out, it was put out, like always, the old stuff was put out very, very bad Rashi script and long and no punctuation. Most of Cook has redone it very nicely, and there are a lot of very Choshua pieces there. He also flows from point to point, so you don't always get a sense of where something stops and where something starts. He'll talk about a parasha and bring in stuff, so I'll try to point out where the pieces are stopping and starting, be a little easier. Okay, the first, it's on page 174, if you have the Yisrael Torah. It says, Vayeta Yitzhak L'Hashem L'Nochach Ishto, Ki Akorihi V'Yasa L'Hashem V'Tarif Ke Ishtoi. So the first point he makes is as follows. V'Oymar Rishayna, Ki Lo Yhorsa Ima Mehem Ala Minag HaTivi, Ki Akorah Hoysa. So the first thing the pasuk tells me is that Rivka did not have them naturally. She was an akara. Because Yitzhak was a spalal, HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered him. So the Ran says, Omnom, Pesef Shashipol Sofik Upela, Ki Rivka Loi Noflal Yitzhak Bimikra, Avli Isha Shericha Shemilov, Kasher In Yeliezer. He says, I don't understand something. It wasn't as if he went on J date or he had a shatchin and they shatchin Rivka and then they said, you know what? Hey, guess what? Rivka's an akara. That's not how it happened. What happened was Ki Rivka l'nafli Yitzhak b'mikra, Avli Isha shechicha Hashem elav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent Eliezer. This is the right shidduch. Kasha hoira in Eliezer. Veichsamach legoil Yitzhak akedoi isha akara. So why would he send a woman that can have kids? So the first point that he's making, Ran, is this obviously supports the Gemara that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted tefillah shel tzaddikim. It's not. It was a b'di'avad situation. He happened to pick her on his own, and therefore it be. And then he had a problem, so he was misfoul. Part of the package deal was that this is a woman that would need tefillah, and so let's explain this point. It's a point that stands on its own. It's not. It has nothing to do with the next piece. Even though in the drasha, it's just one long flowing drasha. It's a separate point. What is the point in that? So the answer is that the tefillah itself is the purpose of tefillah itself is not to inform HaKadosh Baruch Hu of what I need. Not only does HaKadosh Baruch Hu know what I need, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who created the problem in the first place. So it's not as if tefillah is some sort of mikra. It's like if you get a package and it's missing parts or pieces, so go to call up the distributor, supplier, and tell them we're missing something. The tefillah is a surah of kesher with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When a person has a need and he calls on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then he is forming a kesher that he wouldn't have without it. So therefore, having the kesher of tefillah is a very important type of kesher. The means for it are the needs that we have. So it's the it's just like Moshma Davadema. Let's take if there's sometimes you have a person in town who needs a meal. So he needs a meal. So okay, he can eat by me, he can eat by you. The purpose of the meal is to fulfill a need that the person has. I add a meal. You schmooze a little bit because you know that's polite. That's nice, and that's the tzur of it. If the person doesn't need a meal, then that's it. So Baruch Hashem doesn't need a meal, and I have nothing else to do with him. Sometimes I want to connect to the person. Now the hechatim to connect to the person is I invite him for a meal. So are you available next Shabbos? I'm available. So I don't cook the meal. He cooks the meal. I go to him and eat the meal. And b'meila, we have a chetimtza of being niskasher. So tefillah, the purpose of tefillah is not to supply our needs. The purpose of tefillah is to use the world of need and fulfillment as a chetimtza to connect HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Being that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who is... is the shmucker of everything. So by needing to come on to him, we form a kesher. The opposite of that is if HaKadosh Baruch Hu were to leave everything in this world for us and we don't need it. So we don't think about Hashem, we don't care about Hashem. So just like imagine there's an ani who needs a meal and I don't really like the person at all. So what I'll do is I'll make him a wonderful meal. I'll wrap it up nicely and tell him, listen, you don't have to schlep all the way to my house to eat the meal. Here's a meal perfectly wrapped, just ready to go into the micro, and at your leisure, eat it. Basically, the piece that I didn't say wasn't get lost and, you know, not interested in you, and I'll fulfill your needs, but I'm not interested in you. Tefillah is a tachlis. It's a type of very deep kesher to Baruch Shalom. A person has needs, and he feels there's someone that fulfills those needs, that creates the possibility of a deep kesher. So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will create those needs in order that I can connect with him. I remember once that, when I was a young boy that I saw in a book, I don't remember, it was like sort of Eitzes or something, I don't remember what it was, where somebody had a nephew that went off to college. He wrote to him a few times, and the nephew never bothered to write to him, and he was a little annoyed. He wanted to have some connection with him. So he wrote him a letter and this and that, and then he said, and I enclose $10 for you to, you know, to spend as you wish. And he didn't enclose the money. So sure enough, a week later, he got a letter, thank you, and very nice letter, talking about his dad. And said, by the way, you must have forgot to put the $10 in. So that was the chetim. I don't remember what the story was trying to say, but Akapanim, that's exactly what tefillah is about. The Kadosh Baruch Hu wants us to connect. Now, if we can avoid missing something, if simply we appreciate what we have as Kafir Baruch Hu. If a person's tefillah is Mizmor LaSeida, a person's tefillah is Ribono Shel'Olam, I appreciate what I have, and I recognize it, so it creates the same effect as needing it and coming out to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Understandably, most of us emotionally connect a lot better when we actually need it than when we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Akapanim, that's the point of it. Okay, that's the first piece. It's not really shy. It doesn't have a shy with the rest of it. Now he says the following point. V'omnam, b'masha oma l'neichach ishtoi dor shabai, sherif gispal lo gamkein im Yitzchak, v'ayetalei v'loi la, u'lefizeh ha'yeroi sheyema, v'ayatiru Yitzchak v'rifke. So what's the pshat? The neta eloy. Avul ulay lemashe hiske she neta loy v'loy lo. Sosan tfilosa v'loy iskir beferish. Al remez bermel loychach ishtoi. Like Rashi says, v'zeh omnom derech drash. So that he thinks is derech drash. Avul al derech hapshat asher ba'inyan. So he says al derech hapshat. He wants to make the following point. V'hu k'amishtane v'im yishtane b'derech pela yuchan rishoino ledova asher ishtane lov. So he supposes the following. Whenever HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes a nes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates changes that step by step lead into the fulfillment of what he wants. Let's see what the Moshe brings from here. We could learn the Nes as follows. Yitzchak was an Akara. Chazal say she didn't even have the Devarim of Leda. So she gave birth without any of the necessities for giving birth. The same way like by Sarah. It says by Sarah that she was Pirsonida. Well, why did he have to go through that? Why didn't just have a child as she was? I mean, Manifshach, turning at the age of 100 to turn into a young girl is as big as Nesa giving birth. So why didn't she just give birth without being a Nida? So the Ran says he aside that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes these Nisim, what he does is the change is starts at a very high shorish and then comes into our world in a way that feeds into the teva. Let's give an example. God forbid someone has a disease, so and he has a tumor or something like that, and so one type of nes would be where it just disappears. You know, disappeared, that's it. That would be kind of a stunning nes. If you're watching it on the cat skin as it just disappears. But imagine the following process. Slowly his cells, his white blood cells, begin to attack the cancer cells, and they begin to get stronger, and the cancer cells die off, and so on. It disappears, but the nace happens five steps before, not exactly at the place there. So the Ran says that's how those things happen. They go at a very high sheirish, and when it feeds into our world, it becomes, it already is like a Dava Tivi. So the Nes over here was somewhere along the line, hormones started, let's say, pouring into the body. Slowly, the whatever was needed for her to start ovulating started, and the ovulation started, and so on. So the Nes did not start by having a child to a woman who can't have a child. It's by turning a woman who can't have a child into a woman who can't have a child. And he says, "V'chol ze omnam b'emtzos mashpiyim hidruch Hashem b'neinu b'noi." Ki min anira shabishtan sachtonim b'chuyv shishandov mal yoinim. This means, in effect, even in the ruchniistic process, there's a process that starts lamala and slowly wends its way down lamata. And that's what Chazal say, "Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu nifrim min ha'umah atshifrim l'kei atchila." HaKadosh Baruch Hu destroys a nation only when he first destroys its gods. V'yismichu b'zeh kama psukim, mikla olam yifkar Hashem al tzvah amoraim, v'omachol ha'im yitzayim es ha'shfotim. V'zeh yira matmi yamait. So, the Ran understands these psukim are not talking about Avodah Zarah, but these psukim are talking about the malachim, the mazolos, whatever it is that controls that particular ummah. That's what we're talking about. So he says, "V'ismicha ze kama psukim echolam yifkad Hashem al tzva amorim v'omam cholei mitzriim es ha'shvatim v'ze yir matmiyam o'id asha b'charois apoy al re'i ha'shvolim yifkad ha'yoinim ha'negoshim elav." He said, "I don't sin." He's upset at the mitzriim. Okay, so why does it affect the sashom sign? Why does it affect the malachim? "V'ismicha ze kama psukim echolam ve'omnam ima'ir na'toy v'yimatzim echoyev v'hu ki ha'efshari b'p'china siboysav yoshev mechuyev. Kilo toima shiridas ha'mata b'yoy mocha dafa efshari ve'avlim natsia ki tuchnu siboysav u'kilo toima ke'edem alakwa olo v'avir emtsoy b'tchuno v'shiva samayim yoshev z'efshem mechuyev. Ve'monosim kein lebal yi ha'mata nitach arz al tzad ha'pela ela b'shanois ha'dava mechayev. Umashal ha'mechayev u'od mechayev ein monosh eshtayin tzolim b'tzad ma. Kemetzias kula nikshak tzase b'tzase. So he gives the following. He gives the following mashal, like this. If I say it'll rain tomorrow, so that statement is possibility, maybe, maybe not. But let's say I'm on a plane and I see the clouds formed and I see the water beginning to go out. I know that in 5-10 minutes downstairs people will feel the rain. So once there are many cause and effects where once a more shereishtika cause has been put into place, everything else will follow automatically. So the same thing, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whenever he wants to bring some sort of change in the Bria, he starts at a very high point and allows it to come down the mata. In other words, it's a constant. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu turns on the faucet very high up, and then it goes down. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu, since the Umos get their strength from the Mashpiim, the Malachim, the Saras, the Mazolos, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not turn off the faucet very high up, they're going to keep resurging. So if you want to really put an end to it, you have to cut it very, very high. It's interesting that there were Rishonim, the Ralbag chief amongst them, that tried to understand all of the Nisim written in the Torah according to Derech HaTeva. Now, there was a lot of pushback, a lot of machlokas. The Maral in Gvuras Hashem goes to town against Ralbag big time, and there was a lot of argument against it. But there were the more philosophical Rishonim went that way. Now the question is, let's take the Ralbag. So he'll explain Makas Choshech al Piderech HaTeva. Okay. Now the question is, was this going to come anyway? But like the Torah makes a big deal about it. The Torah says, I'm going to bring Makis and, you know, take a look what's going to happen and so on and so forth. So what exactly is the Torah telling you? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is pulling a fast one. It's a very hard to understand. You know, there was a story where somebody said his Rebbe stands on top of the chair and he can see around the world what's happening all over the world. So someone said, that's amazing, but why does he stand on the chair? And the person answered, he wants to be memayit in the nace. Like, it shouldn't be such a nace. So standing on the chair and looking around the whole world is a little bit of a miut. So what is Rishonim coming to say? Well, what's the point of it? So it seems to be, I think it's similar to this. They felt it, there certainly is a nace, a clear nace, that something happened when it was supposed to happen. The question was, what was the nace that people saw? What exactly they see? So Le Marshall, when Marcus Bechiris came, did they do an autopsy on a Bechor? Did they find, internal bleeding? Did they find some sort of bacterial agent, a virus? That's already a teva. Did they find where the bacteria came from? In other words, how far back do you trace? Was it a Marcus Bechiris with zero? An autopsy on the top and bottom would reveal 100% perfect and just dead. So their sense was very extreme version of this, that no, you go back to Elyonim, which you have no shayches to, and that's where you see it. The truth is, it's in a lot of things when we talk about Teva and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what's incredible about the Bria of Teva is that there is no place you can stop and put a finger and say, this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. science keeps searching, and we always find causes and effect. We always find something causing something, something else caused by something else, and so on. But it's, so if you keep looking for a cause to any immediate effect, you'll always find one. But if you step back and you say it has to have somewhere an end that's not, that's coming from somewhere else, there you have HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is never in his gala within the pratim that are happening as much as where they come from. So how is it that the mitzvim keep dying and having all the mitzvim to come back? In lo yad Hashem ho'yisabahem. That's sort of the idea. Now he says like this, Kasha Yitukan Gamkein in Yitzinivra, if you want to bring, you want to repair, you want to bring something good into the world, Yitzterech Shefa Shefealov Mitakin Yonib Bemtsos Len Sharia. You also need to have some revitalization coming from some place that we're not makirit. Avokiyova Tikum Tsa Ezemate Nirshe Amatem Tsoibe Shefa Shefeim Suso. So he says, when a person is mispalel for someone else, that person sort of becomes a bridge for that shefa. Someday we'll see in the Rishonim later in the parasha by the brachas, speak about the inyan of a bracha, what inyan of a bracha is, and like Berachas Kohanim is a sort of fixed musig of bracha in Klal Yisrael. So the mevarech obviously is not the one giving you this power. The Chazon Ish once wryly remarked, I unfortunately have no children, but the whole world comes and stands in line for brachas for children. Like, Hilu, if I can't do it for myself, why would I do it for someone else? That was sort of a wry remark of his. But the point is, it's not, a bracha is not where I'm giving you my stuff. A bracha is a Kaddish Baruch who needs to bring something into this world through something. And a bracha is an aruchnistic way, a step down. Just like mitzad teva, there are steps. Mitzad the in ruchnis, there are steps. And so he says that's why nirashi amatem tsoi ba yisheva shve betzos yochol ashiyat ebadim. You see, he had to do some motions. He had to lay on the child and three times and so on. Elisha gang chesen shram shachlo some piv al piv. Vishaynama v'samtem mishenes al pnei anar. Yaakov gankin oma kochem noilai v'avorchem v'yoshis yodav olam. So putting his hands down on them was a sort of maisa of allowing some sort of flow to flow through them. Berachas Kohanim, the hands reaching up top, means the hands become like a conduit, like a vessel. V'kolze moirik ha'shefa mucholam isbarach b'mtsoas amvarach b'mispalol l'ze roi she'ikar v'lo b'mokin dovek b'mefsha. So the mevarach needs to move closer to Mizbarach somehow, either physically touch him, or even like it says later, by doing something for him, so that he's misratzed to him. So nochach ishto means he needed some kirva to his wife, and that would allow for Shefa to come to be misakin her from being an akara. The Yitzach said, "B'yosi is a crave man of a makom." And the closer she is to him physically, the more, the better it is for it to happen that way. So the vayeta noch Yitzach ishto would be similar, like putting a hand on, you know, when you say mechiyodav and give a bracha. It's the same idea where you are becoming a bridge or a conduit. And that's why he said she should come close. He faced her because he couldn't obviously physically touch her in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu there. Now, so Birchas Kohanim is the same type of inyan. They're lifting up their hands, the Rishonim say, in Nasi, that it's an act of sort of connecting your hands, become like a bridge for Hashpa to go down. The Yitzchak asking Yaakov to make a good meal for him, it's a kirva nafshis. The fact that you put me in a good mood, you put me in a good mood, is something that connects one to it connects him to him. So the connection is extremely important by bracha, because what the mevarich does is serve as that type of chibur between the shtashba and that person. So that's why some nachasurach, some type of chibur is important. A strange tzaddik is okay. I guess it's better than nothing, and I guess the tzaddik makes the effort to reach out and to care about the person to his chaba. But it's really much more effective when there's kirva. This is, by the way, the inyan also by a lot of different chassidim. You have all sorts of items. The Rebbe gives an apple, the Rebbe gives a coin, all sorts of things like that. So obviously, if it becomes fixated on the coin, on the apple, on whatever it is, not good. But the idea of it is that for a bracha to be chal, there needs to be some sort of chibur. And the object is the chibur, that's the echetimtzit. It sort of replaces the hand or whatever it is that's needed over here. It's that type of item. Okay, I have to go soon. The yeshiva, we have a Yom Iyun. We have a few minutes time. Any questions, any points people want to make? Wow. Okay.
Okay, I have to unmute everyone. Does everyone know how to unmute themselves when they ask questions? I think it's star 6 on the phone. You have to press. I'll unmute everyone now.
Okay.
Anybody wants to ask anything?
Yeah, hello?
Yeah.
Can you hear me now? Hi, it's David Mirsky.
Hi, David. How are you?
Good, Baruch Hashem. So Rebbe was saying, let's say we got the Makas Bechoros with, was there bacteria or not? Rebbe says he's suggesting that's a machlokas between, let's say, the Ralbag and the typical understanding of the Nes.
Correct. Correct. I mean, the Ralbag is sort of the extreme. In other words, he's the one that he goes through it, and then most everybody sort of disagrees or strongly against it. But I was trying to give some hesba as to make sense. But yes, the Ralbag tries to give a quote-unquote natural explanation. And the question is puzzling. If Chazon sometimes I'll be curious, he doesn't believe any of it is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just nature. So fine, so you try to explain what they were. But if you believe that it was a nace, then how do you explain the nace? The Teretz is, even the coincidence of these 10 nisim coming at the exact time they're predicted and so on, was Moshe lying when he says it's because you were bad people, so it's happening? If not, it means that it was a nace. It wasn't supposed to come, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought it. So the Rabbi is very difficult to understand. The way I'm explaining it, with using this Nekudah Ran, it makes more sense. He's trying to move the nace. So yes, a scientist could give a lot of good hesber about this thing, but ultimately it boils down to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I once heard from somebody not so frum, but he had a son in yeshiva. This person was not a shem mitzvahs, but very thoughtful person. And he spoke, and he said, spoke at this boy's tenayim. He said that, or maybe the boy said b'shem his father, that how an acorn grows, a scientist will tell you. Why this particular acorn decided to grow, and this one not, that's Hashem. In other words, the process can be described, but at somewhere along the line there's a haschala, and how something kicks into life and makes that change, that's Yad Hashem. It was an interesting description. I liked it.
like the famous, like there's also the discussion by Chris Yamsov, you know, it's like Louis Tsur that it was the big wins and the big story, but if it poked happened when 3 million Jews were walking through, so then,
exactly.
So then it's Tsur Bashlo.
Right, exactly. Did it need any change? I mean, these that type of win doesn't happen normally. So it was a coincidence, like the eclipse, and you know he knew about it, and the heathens didn't know about it. That's it, and they just timed it to go there. That's kind of very very convoluted.
Right.
Okay.
Good.
Guten. Take care.
Bye bye.
Awesome.